Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Boston teacher will be in the nation's capital tonight as the honored guest of Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley at President Biden's State of the Union address. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports, Priscilla Valentine is excited to attend and to serve as a symbol of what student loan forgiveness can accomplish.
Growing up in Boston as the daughter of Colombian immigrants, Priscilla Valentine knew two things. She wanted to be a teacher, and she'd need money to become one. Borrowing was the obvious solution.
My mother always told me growing up, be thankful that you're in a country where you can take out loans, because for her, if you didn't have money, you couldn't go to school.
By 2003, Valentine had her bachelor's, her master's, and a job in the Boston Public Schools. She also had tens of thousands of dollars in debt that she struggled to repay.
Those loans really have been like a black cloud hovering over me my entire career.
After 20 years, Valentine owed almost $120,000, far more than what she'd borrowed. Meanwhile, Valentine had sought help from the Federal Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which cancels the debt of public servants after about 10 years of payments. Then, last spring, a letter finally came to inform her that her debt had been wiped away.
The morning that I opened it was one of the most emotional moments of my life.
That was only possible because in 2022, the Biden administration expanded eligibility for the program, urged on by lawmakers like Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Oh, Priscilla.
Pressley can empathize. On her way to Congress, she wrestled with her student loans for decades, a personal window on what she sees as a systemic injustice.
Neither of us are anomalies. Two-thirds of this $1.7 trillion crisis are on the shoulders of women. And it is a racial justice issue because Black and brown students borrow and default at higher rates.
The two will come together tonight under the Capitol Dome while Valentine's kids and husband watch from their home in Dedham. Some loose ends remain, Valentine says, like what to wear. After 5 years in Washington, Pressley has some advice.
The one thing I want to tell you for sure, comfortable shoes.
Oh, that's really good to know.
You can do like a wedge. You know, you can still be cute, but the State of the Union is a marathon of an event.
Pressley says it was the personal stories of borrowers that made it politically possible to start expanding student debt forgiveness.
Well over $130 billion at this point and over 4 million borrowers is nothing to give short shrift to, but we have to keep going.
Valentine says she's ready to help by standing up for people still struggling with unmanageable debt. In a room with the president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.